Welcome to the Click and Grow Rich podcast. My name's Keith Geringer. For the past 8 years, I've embarked on this crazy experiment where I've invested $200,000 of my own money in online marketing courses. But here's the twist. I didn't study them myself. Instead, I trained a team of virtual assistants to master and implement all these courses across all of my businesses. Every week, we're going to unpack powerful lessons that I learned from this, and I'm going to offer some insight. It's not only going to redefine your business, but also save you massive amounts of time. Okay, guys, in today's episode, we're going to uncover how on-demand classes just are way better than traditional webinars. What we're going to go over is how to do on-demand classes, why they're better than webinars, everything from start to finish about an on-demand class. If we're going to create on-demand classes, we've got to start by explaining what an on-demand class and why is it different than a traditional webinar. Now, I'll tell you a story. I last year did Zoom calls for about 90 different people from real estate and mortgage for the whole year. I committed to doing this for an entire year, and it was pretty awesome. We had people on, we asked them questions in the chat, and it worked really well. But quite honestly, I don't think it worked any better than if I just had built the thing on demand and put it out. And that's what we're going to go over today. Does it make sense to really do all of these webinars anymore? Does it make sense to put people on live Zooms? Because are they showing up? The show-up rates are going down more and more and more. Why are they going down? They're going down because of on-demand things. Like, think about it. When you open up your Roku or your Apple TV or whatever right now, you see Peacock, you see Netflix, you see Apple, you see Paramount Plus, Hulu. All of these things are just completely on-demand, and that's what people are used to now. So the old ideas that people are going to show up at some kind of prescribed time just doesn't work as well as it used to. On-demand classes have these huge benefits with them. They've got better show-up rates. It's looking like it's around 30 to 50% better show-up rates than a classic webinar model. They also allow people to just consume the content immediately. The demand of these things is much, much higher. It also kind of emphasizes the honesty and the transparency of an on-demand class. It is pre-recorded. You're not really holding that back. You're saying, hey, this is pre-recorded class. It's ready to go. It's not like if you guys have ever seen this where you're on a webinar and you've got all the fake people on the right-hand side and you could tell they're fake from different places. It's not like that. It's literally just an on-demand class that you log into to use, which I think is really, really cool. It leads to usually more opt-ins also. You're going to get a higher quality lead because they're literally clicking right then and saying, oh my gosh, I really need this. I want to watch your class right now. How does this relate to mortgage and real estate? Well, and this works in any industry, really. But in mortgage or real estate, either one, you're looking at teaching your expertise in a class. And this doesn't have to be an hour anymore. This could be 15, 20, 30, 45 minutes, just as long enough to get your point across. But you're going to literally teach that class right there on demand. And one of the more important things is you've got to have a call to action. That call to action can now go in the middle. We don't want to overteach. One of the big problems that the old traditional model had was just overteaching and overwhelming people and having their eyes glaze over that they're so bored. I can remember doing this at the Chamber of Commerce for 50, 60 people in the room and teaching this like large PowerPoint, right? This huge PowerPoint that I had bought or got somewhere, and I would teach this thing and it was just like droning on and on. Well, now you don't need to do that. The overteaching is bad and it keeps people from moving. If they're overwhelmed, they're not going to move. They're not going to buy. They're not going to really do anything. We want to focus on big picture concepts as we're teaching. We just want to focus on what the big pictures are. I'm going to give you now a framework for teaching these on-demand classes. I wish I could say that this was mine. Once again, you guys know that this podcast is based on me using $200,000 worth of courses. Well, one of the best ones I've ever bought and consumed was from Frank Kern. And this is where this concept came from, is the on-demand class has to be taught a certain way. It's different than that webinar format where you're asking questions live and things like that. It's completely different. So here's the framework right now. You want to write this down for building a phenomenal on-demand class. First, you're going to start with a compelling reason to watch the presentation. It's no longer like, this is a first-time homebuyer's presentation, right? That's not the headline anymore. It is how to buy a home in a difficult market. or even better, how to buy a home in Nashville, Tennessee in a difficult market. It needs to zoom in on exactly the person that you're looking to talk to, which I think is really cool because we've never really done that before in our industry. It's always been like vague types of things like come learn about Instagram today, right? It doesn't have to be that if it's an on-demand class because you can make hundreds of them. Next, you want to introduce yourself very, very briefly, okay? Now, I mean very, very briefly. You don't want to go over this laundry list of your accomplishments because people just don't care. So what I do is I look at the course subject matter and I figure out of that, who am I to accomplish that? So if it's 23 years of marketing experience or it's thousands of transactions closed, that's what I'm going to put on that page. And at the very end, I'm going to kind of make fun of myself and say, but you really don't care about all that, right? So then you want to state and exacerbate the audience's problems. We don't start with the solutions, we start with the problems. Like, what are they going through? I call these roadblocks. But what are the roadblocks that they're going through? What are the problems? So whatever you're teaching, you go through those problems of what they're dealing with. You kind of dig into those a little bit also. Then you've got a big reveal. Well, the big reveal is what's going to solve that problem. So if I'm saying how to buy a house in a difficult market, the big reveal is something that's going to solve that problem. It's going to explain clearly what's going to solve the problem. And then this is really, really important and a huge difference between the webinar model. In the middle of the class, you're going to make a very clear offer to help them. Hey, maybe this is overwhelming to you. We're about to go over a whole lot of stuff that's going to help you out tremendously, but man, it can be a lot. Feel free to click the button below to have us kind of reach out to you and help you out. That's the call to action in the middle. Once again, not my stuff. This is genius from Frank Kern, but in the middle of it, you're throwing out that clear call to action to just give them help for the consultation. Now, once you've done that, you want to move past and you're going to teach the big picture concept without overwhelming your audience. You don't want to overwhelm your audience. It's the worst thing you can do. So you want to teach these big picture concepts, usually three or four. You could do the secrets method from Russell Brunson, where it's like one, two, or three secrets. You could do that, or you can do steps, but you want to teach something in a clear manner that tells them to get the outcome that you've already promised in the very beginning of this on-demand class. Once you've gone through those secrets or whatever, the four secrets, whatever you're going to do, you're going to repick this consultation offer at the very end with clear benefits. Now you're going to not only go through the consultation, but what's it going to get them? Why are they going to do this consultation? What are they going to walk away with? If it's like buying a house, they're going to walk away with a budget. They're going to walk away understanding what houses are available in what areas. They're going to have a search feature online to search that doesn't bug them like Zillow. They're going to understand what they qualify for and how much house they can buy, right? You're going to give them exactly what their benefits of working with you are and sensationalize that a little bit, right? Blow it up. And then at the end, you're going to include some kind of a takeaway and add a little bit of urgency. Like, hey, this is only available for X amount of time. Now, I want to go over the framework of having it created and outsourced for you because I think this is really, really revolutionary. Once again, this has changed dramatically. If you remember in the past, you would go out and buy a PowerPoint. And I think there's a lot of those out right now where you can just go buy PowerPoints and teach them. But guys, there's absolutely no reason to do that anymore because of what I'm going to show you right now, which I feel like is an amazing framework for building a course or having a course built for you. The first thing that you're going to do is you're going to locate the course that you want to teach. It could be anything, right? It could be courses that you already own. It could be a course that you want to purchase. It could be a PowerPoint that just needs to be converted from that old-fashioned way. It could be a PDF document that you have. It could be an EPUB book or a PDF book that you've bought somewhere. It could be an audio course. It could be a video that you found online or a video service or a series of videos that you find online. Or you could just record in Otter.ai what you want to teach. You could literally just rattle it off and that becomes your course. The next thing is you want to send your team, your outsourcing team, the way to access that information. So there'll be a user username and password. You'll be uploading that PowerPoint. There'll be a book name they've got to go track down. They've got to scan in something. They've got to upload a PDF, something like that. There's a way to access that information that you're going to give your outsourcing team. Next is your outsourcing team is going to need to do deep research on that information. AI has completely changed the way we look at information now. You can actually upload entire books into AI, which blows me away. And from that point, these outsourcers will start to create summaries from the information, table of contents, ad copy, social scripts, email scripts. They're going to start creating all of the marketing that's necessary to market this class for you in the future. They're also going to pull all that information and create the slides for the PowerPoint that you're going to be teaching in this on-demand class. Now, we want to make sure this is entertaining, so it's got to have images in it. It's got to be vibrant. It's got to be something that catches people's attention and not boring. I learned this one from Taki Moore, and it's funny. Last year when I was doing that class, I did something different I've never done before. I would pull up one single funny image, and I would have one point across that image. And it worked like crazy. I just sat there and kind of talked about that one point for a few minutes and then moved forward and asked questions. That's similarly to what this is going to look like. It's going to be entertaining instead of boring. Once those slides are done, the team will send those slides to you, and you let them know if there's any edits that need to be made. They're going to change it around. They're going to maybe change it to your colors, your branding, stuff like that. And once it's done, those slides are going to be uploaded to a Google Docs folder so they're easy to get a hold of. Now, think about what you've done in this process so far. You haven't really done anything. Your outsourcing team has done all of this. You've just worse. At this point, the team is going to start advertising the course for you and creating ads for that course. They're going to invite your list of clients, ABC. We'll go over that in the future, the ABC list. But they're going to invite your list of referral partners to this class. They're going to invite them on Facebook, LinkedIn. They're going to create an Eventbrite page for your course. They're going to create an actual landing page for your course. They're going to make it very simple to get to your course. Then they're going to start building ad copy, okay? Email copy. They're going to actually put that email copy, the ad copy together, social media scripts. And then they're going to do something I think that's really, really cool, is they're going to create a 5-minute perfect webinar version of this and a 60-second perfect webinar version of this. These were created by Russell Brunson. If you haven't read his book, Expert Secrets, absolutely amazing. This will tell you the framework and exactly how to do this stuff. But you could literally have AI do this now. So they could take all this information they already have and make a 5-minute version of it. And then they make a 60-second version of it, which is phenomenal for showing the class off to the world before you actually do it. Then the team is going to start filling your event. This is one of the hardest things about getting an event together, is you've got to make sure that you're inviting the people through Facebook, through LinkedIn, text platforms, email platforms, and then you've got to confirm that they're all coming to these events. And all that can be tracked through spreadsheets, and it could also be put into your CRM tags and things like that. Your team can now do every bit of that for you. You don't have to do anything anymore, but maybe attending, non-attending, didn't show up, showed up, etc. All of that would be inside of your CRM and tagged the correct way. Now, you just simply show up and teach that class. Now, once that's done, the team goes in, grabs the MP4 video, and then they go in and they edit it. They go in, they pull out all your ums and ahs and stuff like that, and they make that video just much more impactful by editing it. That video can also be broken down into smaller videos, so you can create short form content out of it. They pull off that video and create short form contents out of it, and then they can even post it for you if they want to. It's insane what can be done in an outsourcing format now. At that point, once that video is done, it's put on a landing page, okay? This is basically just a website with a headline, subhead, video, and a button that says, you know, reach out to us. It could link to Calendly. It could be just a simple button with a form up on it. There's many, many ways to do this, but you have a call to action on that page already built for you. And then that just becomes a funnel, and that's your on-demand class. You're just making it on-demand now by putting it on a web page and building a Calendly link in it and basically just saying, hey, click below and we'll get together. This is going to work really, really well. And it's a different paradigm shift of thinking, we're just going to show up and teach and then we're done. Well, why? You've got got amazing content there that you can use for years to come to teach more and more people. And at that point, once you've built that class and it's on that web page, now you can run ads to it. You could do Google ads. You can do YouTube video view ads. You can do Facebook ads, Facebook video view ads, TikTok ads. You could even take that class and make it into a special URL. You've seen this where people are online and they say, hey, I just made this thing that has the 1,000 different tasks that you use in real estate to generate 5 to 6 transactions a month. Who wants a list of all those tasks? And, you know, you get these huge amounts of people that raise their hand and say, yes, I want it. Well, now you can send that on-demand class to people in that format too. You're reaching out in many different ways to promote your on-demand class. You're not just kind of showing up and done once this Zoom is over. And what do? You take those appointments, those forms, those things that come back to you, and you just simply do discovery calls with the people. And we're going to do an entire episode on discovery calls and how they work and the best ways to do them. But just know that all you've done is you've shown up, taught the class, and then just turned around and talked to the people in the discovery calls. And this is such a different way to think about what you're doing than the way we've been taught to do it in the past, which was so completely wrong. Once again, we're hitting the ground running as hard as we possibly can. I'm going to give you the best stuff that I have in my brain on outsourcing. And next week, I'm going to go through kind of how outsourcing has changed over the years. Like, it's not just doing a couple of tasks here and there. You're talking about its entire frameworks, entire marketing divisions are moving over to outsourcing and AI and things like that. And that's what we're going to talk about next week. I love this so much. I'm so excited about helping you guys. And please have a great week.